you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Yep, college men's basketball action last night. Wichita State on the road visiting Charlotte. The only team that Wichita State has defeated in conference play so far this season. And that remains true because the Shockers won again. They've beaten Charlotte twice for their only two conference wins. And that snaps a four-game losing streak for the Shockers. Wichita State going inside to big Quincy Ballard, Mike Kennedy, and Bob Hull with the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Cortez right wing, fake the drive, now dribbles to the top, lobs for Ballard, who slams it with both hands again.
Yeah, Cortez was determined to get it to Ballard that time. They ran a little two-man basketball on that side over by the bench, and he made a beautiful pass and a good catch by Ballard.
Shocks got their first win on the road in 3 months. Last time they went on the road was way back in the season opener in the first week of November.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Long before Thanksgiving. So the Shockers got the win last night, beat Charlotte 66-58 on the road. Like we just heard in the highlight there, the big guy, Quincy Ballard, 12 points, 13 rebounds. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We were able to get Q some opportunities around the rim today, and you know, he can finish, obviously, given his ability. So I thought all of that just played well. I thought guys played with poise, and you need that. The free throw mileage down the stretch got a little that had me wondering over there, but it was good to see us finish it.
Another the Shocks were down by 10 points in the first half and came back and won it by 8. And another big double-double for Corey Washington. He had 21 points and 10 rebounds in the Shocker win last night. All right, late night with K-State men's basketball last night on the road at Arizona State. Bad start for the Wildcats. They were down 15-0 to start the game.
Ouch!
But a lot of basketball left, even that early on. And the Wildcats came back and led by halftime. But boy, this game came right down to the very final few seconds. Arizona State went to the line with a chance to tie it or win it. They missed the first free throw. What about the second free throw? You heard it late last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wyatt Thompson with the call.
Free throw. No. Ball deflected out. McDaniel's got it with 3 seconds to go. Lead pass ahead for Max Jones. K-State wins the game. Kansas State wins the game 71-70. Wow, the Wildcats pull it out. They find a way, and they've won their fourth consecutive game.
Look at that. Nice. Down 15-0 at the start of the game. Wow. Here's a Kansas State head coach, Jerome Tang.
If you want a game of back and forth, this was probably it. Coach, you dug a 15-0 hole, down 18-2, and you led the game at halftime and found a way to win at the end. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
congrats.
Just for the record, we did not want to start like that. And no, we didn't want a back and forth game. But our guys, man, you know, they fought through. You know, we didn't start the way we wanted to. We faced some adversity. They stuck together. We took the lead at the half. We built the lead in the second half.
There you go. Big win for K-State on the road. David Gasson led the way with 22 points. Here's a little trivia for you, Steve McIntosh. No one at K-State has ever had a triple-double in program history.
No one?
Yeah, which they almost had one last night. Doug McDaniel, his final line was 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 7 points. Came close,
yeah.
But K-State gets the win on the road. 4 in a row now for the Wildcats. College women's basketball tonight. Shocker ladies are at home at Coke Arena. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, hosting Florida Atlantic. And I'm going to be the guest public address announcer of the game tonight for the Shocker ladies.
How about that?
Looking forward to that. 6 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. JUCO men's basketball. 18th-ranked Butler Community College on the road, visiting 22nd-ranked Barton. Start of 3 straight road games for Butler. The Grizzlies are 10-1 this season away from El Dorado. Dennis Higgins will have the call of Butler basketball, 7:15 tonight, and that is over on KFH. College women's tennis. Wichita State plays its home opener today at 1 o'clock, hosting Oral Roberts. That'll be at Wichita Country Club. And we've got a good basketball matchup tonight on the west side of town for Friends University. Men and women hosting Tabor. The women's matchup is up first at 6 o'clock. Both teams are tied for second in the conference. Tabor has won 5 in a row. And then the men's game after that, the Friends men are tied for first place atop the conference on a 5-game winning streak, 17-5 on the season.
Great.
We'll see a Friends and Tabor tonight on the west side. That'll be good stuff. That is sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
How much should I put away? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Every investor has a different set of needs. Family wealth, income, location, lifespan, and lifestyle are all factors in how much you should put into your 401k at work to achieve a level that will create enough income for you to live your life. How do I calculate how much I need to contribute? When participating in an employer-sponsored retirement plan like a 401k, most investors go into determining what percentage of their income they should contribute backwards. They look at their spending lifestyle and what's left over they might put away for retirement. Rather than retirement contributions being an afterthought, we should begin with contributions amounts at the beginning, then build a lifestyle around that. Your certified financial planner pro can help. They will look at what you spend. Are you living well below your means or just scraping by? Determine what you need to spend to fund your lifestyle, and then they'll compare that to your income. If you want to maintain your current lifestyle, you now know how much that costs per year. Your current age is a huge factor in determining how much you'll need to put away. If you need $5,000 a month net to maintain your lifestyle, Social Security income should cover some of that. To make up the difference, you'll need to invest enough to create that amount of income. Your CFP Pro can help you determine a growth rate for your investments. They will find a number that you need to hit to create that income and factor investor growth and inflation in to determine how much you'll need to invest to reach those numbers. Pay yourself first. That means contributing what you need to reach your goals before any other payment. You'll need to build your lifestyle around that income that remains, or you'll need to increase your income. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. President Trump will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans Sunday. He'll be the first sitting president to do so. A spokesman for the Secret Service says the organization has had staff on the ground for days to prepare for Trump's visit. Trump is also scheduled to sit for an interview with Fox News' Bret Baier as part of the network's pre-show programming, which will be taped from Florida before the game. Trump has not said whether he's supporting the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles, but he posted congratulations to the Chiefs after their AFC championship win last month. You'd have to have to support one another. It's president. Just go watch the game. However, you know, the first thing in my I'm thinking is, what kind of security nightmare is that going to create? You know, anyway, I'm sure they'll handle it.
Well, after the terrorist incident last month, they've already pretty much got the Superdome on lockdown anyway.
Yeah.
So I assume
kind of a bubble.
The president to that will be a hassle, but not as much as you might think.
Well, it's part of our life now. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It really is. The Aga Khan, the spiritual leader of Ismaili Muslims, has died. Karim al-Husseini became the Aga Khan at age 20 as a Harvard undergraduate when his grandfather passed over his father as his successor. He poured a material empire built on tithes into building homes, hospitals, and schools in developing countries. His Aga Khan Development Network said the 49th hereditary imam of the Shia Ismail Muslims died Tuesday in Portugal, surrounded by his family. He was 88 years old today. The Aga Khan.